It's 8 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Abe Beeson. Time for Evening Jazz. And we begin this evening with our School of Jazz guest DJ, David Kaiser, trumpet player and actually multi-instrumentalist out at Shorecrest High School. He's an 18-year-old senior. Welcome to the show, David.
Thanks for having me on, Abe.
Great to have you here. We've got some really fun music on the show tonight. How will we begin?
Well, we're going to start with Well You Needn't by Miles Davis on 88.5 KNKX. Thank you. You were just listening to Well You Needn't by Miles Davis on 88.5 KNKX.
That's our School of Jazz guest DJ David Kaiser. He's a trumpet player at Shorecrest High School, a senior, and you also play other instruments.
I do.
Yeah, piano and guitar. What was your first instrument?
My first instrument was piano. Yeah, I learned it in kindergarten is when I first started taking lessons, 6 years of lessons, and then carried it on until now.
And it's a musical family.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of musicians. You know, my brother and sister were both part of the band programs at Shorecrest, and my father and mother both played instruments. My grandmother always urged me to play piano. So, yeah, very musical.
Tell me about that last song. Why'd you choose Miles Davis playing Thelonious Monk?
Well, You Needn't is a song that I played at my high school, and it just really caught the bug because of those just super catchy Thelonious Monk melodies that run together, and throwing Miles Davis on it, you just can't go wrong.
Jazz has a long and storied history with giants like Miles and Thelonious, and up next we get a pair for the price of one, Charles Mingus getting into the music of Duke Ellington. Tell me about this tune that you chose from Charles Mingus.
Well, it's just an amazing ballad, just luscious, beautiful, crunchy chords next to each other, but I think what really speaks about jazz is the fact that somebody can write a whole ballad in the style of another musician, and it just shows the interplay, creative process that jazz has with each other.
A world without boundaries.
A world without boundaries, indeed.
More information on our School of Jazz, David Kaiser's playlist, and how you can get involved with our program at knkx.org.
This is Duke Ellington's Sound of Love by Charles Mingus on 88.5 KNKX. That was Duke Ellington's Sound of Love by the Charles Mingus Band on 88.5 KNKX.
Your connection to the KNKX School of Jazz. It's David Kaiser, our guest DJ. He's out at Shorecrest High School, a senior, 18 years old. He's a trumpet player in the jazz band, also plays plenty of piano. Just a wonderful piece, and great to hear the big band kind of crescendo there at the end.
Absolutely, David, the big payoff.
Yeah, the big payoff. But what was your first impression of jazz as a musical style?
Well, jazz is just another musical style. It's just another musical genre for me. You know, there's no boundaries between genres in my view. There's just music, and any good music is good music. And jazz is amazingly influential and has had so much impact in today's sound out there right now. And so I think that it's as good as any other genre. Everything draws from everything that you see around it. And jazz is completely influential in every pop song that you ever hear.
Now, it is largely an instrumental music. Certainly, your music as a performer is largely instrumental. Are you singing too?
I do sing, yeah. On a couple of the albums that I've made, I sing and I also play piano and guitar, yeah.
And the next tune we're going to hear is the lone vocal piece in your set tonight, teaming up two of the greatest singers in jazz history. I feel like they're the peanut butter and jelly of jazz vocals, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Louis and Ella are just the royalty of jazz, and Summertime is the royalty of music in general. I think that Summertime is basically America's sweetheart of songs. Mm-hmm. It's been covered more times than pretty much any other song, and so I think it shows the influence that a song can really have.
Stick around. We got the definitive version of the definitive American song, Summertime, coming up next on the School of Jazz with our guest DJ, David Kaiser.
Support for KNKX comes from...
jumping, and the cotton is high.
Summertime,
That was Blue Rondo a la Turk from Dave Brubeck on 88.5 CAN-KX.
And you're connected to the School of Jazz. Our guest DJ David Kaiser is in charge in the 8 o'clock hour. I love that tune. It's from, of course, the classic record Time Out, where Brubeck and his gang are experimenting with time signatures. And there's a great story that goes with that song. You tell our listeners about that.
Right. Well, the story that I've heard is that Dave Brubeck was abroad in Eastern Europe for the Jazz Ambassadors Tour, where they were trying to kind of indoctrinate people with American culture from jazz, which is really, really cool. And he heard a lot of really cool international music and put that into his record. So this Blue Rondo a la Turk is this Turkish rhythm that is apparent in this song.
And it kind of speaks to the power of music.
Absolutely, it does. I think what's really, really cool about this is that it shows the international boundaries that music can speak over and that music can unite. If Summertime, which was just played, can unite America, then Blue Rondo a la Turk is uniting international.
Fantastic. You're about to go on your first international trip as part of the band. Tell us about that coming up in March.
I am. Yeah, we're going to play at the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin, my marching band out of Shorecrest High School, which is a trip we go on every 4 years, and I'm super excited.
Perfect timing for you, just before you get out of school. Now, so far, we've heard a lot of music from the 50s and 60s. Now, our next tune gets a little bit more into the future and sticks with that international theme. Tell us about Alpha Mist. It's a group or a performer.
Right, yeah. Alpha Mist is a guy. He's out of London, and he is just a shining star in the scene there in the UK. His record, Antiphon, is a really, really cool record. It blends different genres. It blends hip-hop. It blends R&B. And so it shows how jazz can move forward by incorporating other genres into it. So jazz is still relevant, and it's always pulling from the past as well. You know, it's universal.
Stick around. You guys are going to love this song from Alpha Mist coming up in just a minute. And for more information on David Kaiser and his set list tonight, how you can get involved with our School of Jazz, connect to the website, knkx.org.
Support for KNKX comes from...
Essentially, it's a community of everybody doing a different part, everybody being different, everybody, you know. And in a household, you learn about authority, right? You learn about order, you learn about selflessness, you learn about organization, you learn about competition, and that's what a family gives you.
That was Keep On by Alpha Mist on 88.5 KNKX.
It's David Kaiser, our School of Jazz guest DJ. I'm Abe Beeson. Connect to the knkx.org for all the details on David Kaiser's fantastic set list tonight. Thanks, David. This has been really, really fun. But I'm not done with you yet. That last song, so much fun, Alpha Mist. It kind of gave me a film score kind of vibe to it. Write your own movie to that one. And in fact, you're very interested in film, and you aspire to be a filmmaker when you're out of high school. But there's certainly a connection between music and making movies. Talk about that a little.
Absolutely. They go hand in hand. They can't live without each other. Every movie has a soundtrack, and if it doesn't, well, I don't know if it counts as a movie.
And really putting a movie together, the editing and the casting and the plot, the story, the movie, it's a lot like putting together a song or an album.
Absolutely. The process, they go hand in hand. They're so parallel to each other. Story is what drives everything. Story drives music. Story drives film. And so when you create an arc, that's what you look for in every record. And that's what you look for in every good movie. And so that's why the processes are so similar.
David Kaiser, our School of Jazz guest DJ. He's a trumpet player, a senior at Shorecrest High School, the jazz band under the direction of Vince Caruso. Again, David, thank you so much for being here. This is a really fun night.
This was a treat. Thank you so much for having me, Abe.
And Robin Lloyd's going to be taking over with more of Evening Jazz shortly, so stick around as the fun continues on 88.5 KNKX. And connect for more info on the School of Jazz and how you can get involved at knkx.org.
Support for KNKX comes from